www.thebigfootsports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and there are lots of cool features there. If you go to news.freetalklive.com, you can find out how to keep up with the show by getting updates via email, or some people like a little bit more different forms of following Free Talk Live, like on Twitter and Facebook. You can do all that over at news.freetalklive.com, and some interesting things come across the Free Talk Live Twitter and Facebook feeds, so you'll want to make sure that you stay up to date with those. News.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, we were going to start talking about this school teacher who has been helping their students cheat. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but the school teacher has been helping the students cheat.
That's right.
And it's not for the reasons you might think, like getting a raise or not losing their job. Well, it's because this teacher believes that the students are dumb.
Dumb as hell is the quote.
Wow.
Atlanta.cbslocal.com, a former fifth grade teacher implicated in a cheating scandal, reportedly gave students the illegal assistance because she thought that they were dumb as hell, in quotation marks. According to the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, math teacher Shyla Smith was accused of offering students the answers to a test they were taking at the time. She had reportedly been responsible for supervising them while the tests were being completed.
This isn't the first time I've heard of a teacher who was entrusted with making sure the students didn't cheat on some kind of standardized test, and the teacher actually, like, did the cheating themselves.
Well, this is, it's not a surprise at all, because it's basically what you're doing is, it's like telling a police officer, you know, if you have the fewest amount of tickets, then we'll give you the most money.
Right.
In your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know,
that just gives them an incentive to get
not
that at
write
any
the
cost.
Tickets. So, I mean, you know, basically you're telling the teachers, the better your students do, the better you will be compensated, because that's what a lot of people are talking about in these performance things, but you're in charge of making sure that they don't cheat.
Isn't that No Child Left Behind?
Yes.
Like, didn't that become more popular after No Child Left Behind was introduced? Because what it does, as I understand it, is it sets up some kind of federal incentives for, like, the best performing schools.
Correct.
To get more money from the Department of Education. And so, basically, I've heard statistics that say, like, you know, they try to measure the kid, they try to get metrics of the kid's performance, right? And often those are in the form of standardized tests. But those standardized tests correlate more with the socioeconomic status of most of the kids in that
That's correct.
Segment.
The neighborhoods these schools are in.
Right. And so what happens is the rich neighborhoods perform well and they get more money, and the poor neighborhoods perform poorly and
they get less.
They get cut off. And so.
So if you believe that money is what makes schools better, then this is the worst way to decide that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is one of those things that I can see why it's attractive to Republicans and fiscal conservatives, because it's, you know, it's got competition. It has some of these hallmarks of, holding people accountable and these kind of things. But these are government schools, and they're government tests being administered by government workers. And this is not going to be a hallmark of accountability,
mm-hmm.
Of making things efficient.
No, I mean, since when is the government accountable to their so-called, the people they serve, right?
This is what we call in the advertising business putting lipstick on a pig. You're not going to be able to make the government efficient by putting in these sort of standardized things.
It creates a lot of pressure. You know, like, okay, in the field of science, which is one that I'm very familiar with, there are certain, you know, niches, I guess, in science where there are, like, these really high pressure fields, and people have a lot of pressure to publish, you know, their scientific results.
Sure.
And to get very impressive results. And so the higher pressure that an area of science is, the more likely that there's scientific fraud.
Cheating.
Where people just make up data to look impressive because the standards that they're being held to are so difficult to meet, and the pressure on them is so high that they actually have a pretty strong incentive to just cheat. And I see some similarities with this for these teachers. You know,
there's a lot of similarities.
A poor school district, right? They know that their job may be on the line, or their funding may get cut even further if their children don't perform well. And, you know, it's largely beyond the teacher's control. I mean, I know they can try to, like, you know, teach the kids, but, like, a lot of it is sort of... one teacher is not really going to be able to be completely responsible for the outcome of a test, right? Like, if the kid has a rough home situation, there's nothing really the teacher can do about it. If the kid hates school and is bored, well, maybe there's something that the teacher can do about it, but it's not likely that the teacher will try to make it more interesting or anything.
The whole way school set up
to a test
is messed up.
Yes.
If you wanted to make sure, because I recommend getting rid of public school entirely, because the reason is 20% of graduates of public school are functionally illiterate, and in some neighborhoods that's as high as 40%. And frankly, that's just the graduates, not the people that drop out beforehand. So in many of those neighborhoods, you're really talking about numbers that are approaching 80%.
With a system that's claiming to be providing opportunities for everyone. And clearly there are people who are coming out of this system with very few opportunities, you know, and not even really having had an education. One thing it is good at, though, I think, is teaching people to conform and to obey to authority figures.
Well, they're big places that, you know, they're basically meant to mimic factory work. And that's the Prussian school model. And you can go look it up if you don't believe what I'm saying. But if schools are intended, if public school is intended to make sure that poor people get an education, we can see they're not doing it. Because in some communities, the numbers are approaching 80% of students, you know, are not getting an education out of these schools. 80%. It's ridiculous. So if you want to provide this, go ahead and provide a need-based scholarship. I don't recommend this because I don't think government, I think government always has unintended consequences and always messes up. They have the reverse Midas touch. Everything they turn turns to crap. Touch turns to crap. But, you know, but if this is what the claim was, is because I go by my public school that's in my town and I see a lot of brand new cars when they're picking up kids. I see a lot of people driving a lot of nice cars. I know the houses these kids live in. They're living in bigger houses than my kid.
So
kid doesn't go to their school.
Yeah.
So they're robbing me to send their kids to school.
Yeah.
And this is not just inefficient. It's immoral. It's wrong to take educational opportunities from my kid and give it to your kid just because you're willing to send your kid to the inefficient government school system. It's wrong. And that's the end of that story. But
what about people who can't have kids or don't want or don't have kids? Why should they pay for other people's kids' education?
For whatever reason, I don't think people
are
motivated
they be
for
forced
that.
Forced to. Maybe they want to, but like, why should they be forced to?
But I do think that it's a real kick in the groin for people who are trying to have kids.
Yeah.
And can you imagine trying to have kids, but you have to pay to send other people's kids to school? It's a little reminder every year by year from the government. Ha ha, you can't have kids.
Well, I don't think most people really spend a lot of time thinking about their property taxes or where they go. Or anything, but if they did, they would.
A percentage of them go to public school.
Yes, they do. Most of it.
You know, I mean, it's just this really inefficient setup. And if you made it a need-based thing rather than a, you know, just anybody can send their kid there, then you might have a better system. I don't really recommend it.
Well, and back to return to a point that we brought up a little bit earlier, maybe you don't care about the money thing. Maybe it doesn't bother you that there's being money taken from people who may not want to pay it to send everybody's kids to school. Well, what about the schools themselves and what they do to young minds? I mean, there are a lot of cases where kids in schools are diagnosed with ADD or ODD or whatever by the school psychologist. They're given drugs. You know, this is becoming increasingly more common. There are police officers in schools. Some schools have, you know, searches with metal detectors and stuff like that. I mean, what does that do to a kid's psyche? And not to mention that you can't make decisions about anything for yourself in school.
Do you really want to send your kid daily to a place where they have to go through a metal detector?
Sure. Yeah. I don't think most people would. But maybe they don't even know about it.
They don't know about metal detectors in schools? No, it's just been normalized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the you know, many myriad of problems.
Or maybe they don't care because they're glad to have somebody, you know, to have someone else be responsible for their kid during the day.
They're being robbed already for these the taxes to pay for these things. So they're like, well, you know, my school's pretty good, or they can't afford it. It's the other.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, Mark, but
rent or property taxes, they have to pay.
Right. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I actually encountered a lot of abuse from other kids in government school.
I wasn't one of those kids that encountered a whole bunch of abuse.
You were a cool kid. I was a nerd. If you're a nerd, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And our number is 855-450-FREE. I was soliciting some nerd bullying stories before in the last segment. Always welcome to call in about that, or really anything that you'd like to bring up. We'll talk about it, and we'll make it entertaining. And also want to direct your attention to archives.freetalklive.com, where, very unusually in this business, you can get all kinds of MP3 archives of Free Talk Live going back to late 2006, and they're all there for free, just for you. So probably more content than anyone could reasonably consume, at least within a short time span, and it's all there for you for free.
There you go. I want to tell you about bitcoins real quick. Bitcoins are an internet currency that you can buy, sell, and trade with on the internet, and in real life too. They are essentially a math problem on the internet, and they're peer-to-peer, open source, and no one can mess with your account when it comes to bitcoins. You become your own bank with bitcoins. If you can keep them safely. There are means that you can go through to keep your Bitcoin safely. I'm not just going to get them on your computer and keep them safely, but you know, you can go through steps to make it happen. And you can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. As a matter of fact, year-to-date, Bitcoins are up in value to 115% of what they were last year at this time. Also, Bitcoins... I had some thought on them here that I was going to share, and I've just lost it. Anyway, they're up 8% in August, and you know, a lot of people are using them as commodities at this point, and mm-hmm. You can cash in, cash out, and I've done both of those things.
I've been holding on to some of mine, honestly, because I think they're going to change the world, and I'd like to have, you know, more.
Yeah. So, since there's only 21 million bitcoins, if you have 210 bitcoins, you've got 0.001% of the blockchain. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you're interested in bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. Watch the video. You can download your Bitcoin software there. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a very easy explains it very easily so anyone could learn about them. So let's go to the phones, Mark, and talk with Barry. Barry, are you with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I've been trying to get back with you for a couple of days about a story topic you had on, I think it was Friday, about a guy who had stolen a couple of candy bars, and he thought he had been given a pretty excessive sentence for...
Well, Barry, just to interrupt you for a moment, this should be interesting because neither Mark nor I is a host of Free Talk Live on Friday nights.
Right.
We only come in together on Sunday nights, so you're going to have to maybe fill us in on the conversation if that's okay with you.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say I'm not... obviously, I haven't been listening to your show very often or for long, but I caught it a couple
that's
of days
okay.
ago, and I really like it. And you know,
thank
I'm
you.
It's quite different, and I appreciate that. And
thanks a lot.
You know, let me say, first of all, I mean, I'm a pretty hardcore libertarian. I don't think that we should be have laws to regulate drugs or prostitution or guns. So this might go against that a little bit. Friday, the people who were hosting the show, there was this, basically the thing was that there was a guy who had he had only stolen a couple of candy bars from a store, and I think he was given like a 180-day sentence or something.
Seems
and,
really harsh.
The people on the show that night, thought that was really, really excessive, and all that crimes like that warrant are restitution.
Well, I think that their terminology of what restitution means, and I don't often feel like Ian does a very good job of saying what that means, is probably restitution beyond the cost of candy bars to some percentage well above that. So,
yeah, you know, I was talking with one of my friends.
And all the costs associated with catching them.
I was just talking with a friend this weekend about restitution, and he had a definition of it that I really liked, which was that a restitution for some act is the compensation that would have made you voluntarily choose to engage in that act that was done to you. So, for instance, if somebody steals two of your candy bars, what amount of money or what could they do for you that would have chosen that would have made you choose to voluntarily give them those candy bars.
So like some sum of money that you could have gotten and said, I'm glad that guy stole my candy bars.
Sure.
Okay.
Or I would have given them to him voluntarily for this price or whatever.
Okay, so, well, you know, here's my where I disagree. It's if you had stolen, it's not the amount of money that the thing you steal is worth. It's the act of that you're taking something that doesn't belong to you. I mean, that's the crime. It's not, again, drugs. You know, laws on drugs are ridiculous. There's laws on guns, prostitution. You're not taking something. You know, you're not really committing a crime.
So you're concerned about the victim in this situation.
Yeah. And well, I don't know. Are you concerned about the victim in this situation? Are you concerned in some sort of a higher central planning way that you're going to teach the world not to steal?
Well, what I'm concerned about. It's simply, you know, if, for instance, too, if you have the money to, if you have a lot of money, I mean, by that token, you know, if you have a lot of money, you can just go out here and have a life of entertainment for yourself, stealing from people as long as you have the money to pay them back.
But then it's not as fun. Now, remember, there are people that steal for fun, and I will agree with you that that's what they do. But
okay.
It's only fun to steal for those people because there are consequences from the state for getting caught. If the consequences of stealing are paying back five times whatever it is you stole, then there's the thrill isn't there anymore. Now, my question is,
and usually people who have a lot of money got it by interacting voluntarily with other people, or, you know, making a product that people wanted and selling it or whatever. They're usually, like, they have enough social skills to not be a kleptomaniac who gets off on stealing frequently, I think, right? What do you think, Mark? Like rich people, do you think they're likely to want to steal? I mean,
there's plenty of Hollywood people that have been caught stealing.
I guess
my question to what's the caller's name?
It's Barry.
Barry, my question to you is this: how much of my money should be spent building jails in order to house the people that steal stuff that you don't want stolen?
The money is already spent in the jails. Already being there.
Actually, we pay those guards on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So my money's being stolen. The buildings still exist. I will give you that. But
you gotta feed them.
Personnel is an extraordinarily expensive endeavor. So you're taking money from me on a regular basis in order to keep people in those jails. Plus, you have to feed people in those jails and give them medical care, and all kinds of things go into keeping those already existent structures functioning. How much of my money are you willing to take from me, because I don't want to pay for, to keep thieves in jails? How much of my money are you willing to keep in there in order to keep your little plan going?
Well, you know, I really, what are you saying, that we shouldn't be imprisoning people for any reason?
People shouldn't be imprisoned unless they are a danger to society.
Barry, if you would hold that thought, I'd like to talk about this a little bit more, and I've pulled up a story which may explain a little bit more what's going on here. It's Free Talk Live. Stay tuned. 855-450-FREE is our number.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And the number to call if you want to get in touch with us tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking with Barry about this candy bar theft situation. Just to bring the listeners up to speed, I have a brief blurb that I pulled up about it because he called in about a subject that came up on Friday night here on Free Talk Live and want to let everybody come up to speed with that. But first, Mark.
If you want to get gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. There we make it easy for you to see the prices of the coins that we have available. You can do your comparison shopping. We believe ourselves to have some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the Internet for gold and silver. It's at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you getting the gold and silver you want in your hand shipped to you, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, now I'm going to bring Barry back here in a moment, but just to bring everybody up to speed, he has called in about what I think is this. There was a homeless man in Florida who stole some Twix and Snickers candy bars from a convenience store.
A place that has Twix and Snickers bars.
Yes, and they were worth about $2.
By the way, candy bars are outrageous in convenience stores. Like, it's a dollar for a candy bar. It's crazy.
Really? That sounds kind of low to me. I would think it would be like $2.50. But then again, I don't buy candy bars.
No, you don't. You're on the paleo diet, I think.
This person was a 21-year-old homeless man. I think it's pretty fun. Bacon, come on. Was already on probation for retail petty theft when the second crime occurred, and he got sentenced to a 180-day jail term and $500 fine. So let's go back to Barry. And first of all, Barry, is that sort of an accurate summary of what you were describing?
Yes, it is. And okay. I don't see the problem with the sentence. I mean, what do you do at a certain point? I mean, for instance, if you was running a store, you depend on the sales from that store to support yourself, correct?
No doubt.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel really concerned about, like,
let him go through his point.
Okay.
Look, thank you. If you are continue to have the same thing happen over and over, then you can't run that store because you're not making any money. You're not going to be able to support yourself. So you're going to have to hang it up and let the government support you. In other words, you know, my tax money is going to be supporting you because you didn't let somebody enforce the laws to stop somebody from stealing from me.
Well, that's a welfare problem. That's not a criminal justice problem. I mean,
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay,
if I steal your car, let me ask you. If I steal your car, you know, I'm not simply stealing your car. Should I go to jail for that, or should I just be able to pay you for what the car was worth?
I didn't. That's not the point we've made. Do not characterize the point that we've made as something that it's not. I've suggested that there would be a percentage well above, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 or 500% of the vehicle. If you're going to give me 500% of what my car's worth, if you get caught for stealing it, Barry, I want you to steal my car.
So that would be restitution.
I'm going to tell you where it is.
Let me present you with a scenario.
Well, oh, hold on, Barry. Before you make that point, I just want to mention that, you know, you said that you were concerned that this would just keep happening over and over again unless the person is, you know, taught a lesson by sending them to jail or making them pay a hefty fine. Well, this is this guy's second offense. He was already on probation for retail petty theft, so going through the jail, the legal system before didn't
stop him.
Apparently
jail is not deterring this guy either.
From doing it again. So
he's probably just a homeless, crazy drunk.
Okay.
So you're not going to teach him anything.
There's nothing wrong with being a homeless, crazy drunk. There's no laws against that, nor should there be. But if you're a homeless, crazy drunk, or you're not a homeless, crazy drunk, and you go out and you steal things that don't belong to you, that puts other people's livelihood in danger, then you have to be punished. And if you have the money, I have not advocated.
Okay, so if you're a homeless, crazy drunk, you probably don't have the money. I have not advocated that somebody not be punished. What you're doing is you're equating punishment with jail time. And I would ask you, what evidence do you have that jail is an effective punishment in preventing people from doing the things that they're told to do with a recidivist rate in this country well above 50%?
It stops the same person from doing the same crime a week later.
Barry already got convicted of petty theft.
He's saying that keep them locked up. If you keep the crazy candy bar stealing drunk locked up, then he can't steal any more candy bars. But I ask you this, Barry, you know, what weight is this guy upon society that makes it worth spending $70,000 a year, that's some estimates in some states, for keeping him incarcerated. Now, that's a burden on society, too. I mean, it's just a welfare program to keep correctional officers employed.
No, it's not.
Okay, Barry, I have a question. I mean, so you are worried about the property rights of the person who gets stolen from, and I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, if the person who stole is sent to jail, that doesn't really give anything back to the person who got stolen from. That person still is missing an item or whatever if the perpetrator goes to jail or has to pay a fine to the state. You see what I'm saying? Like, the person who got the item taken from them, whose rights were violated, doesn't get anything to restitute them. So that doesn't seem very fair to me.
Well, let me ask you a question and see when he gets your opinion on this.
Okay.
Do you think that a murderer should go to jail, should be imprisoned?
Well, I think that it, you know, you're getting into a much more interesting area. Now, I mean, I don't think you can prove a point.
I'm going to bring it all together, if you'll just answer my question.
I don't think you can make the same point for candy bar thieves than you can for murderers, but I think that there's a much better argument for having violent offenders incarcerated for some period of time.
Okay. Do you think that if I steal your car, I should go to jail? You said no. You said that you think that if I have the money to pay you far more than what the car is worth, then everything's okay.
Barry, let me make this clear.
Can I finish, please?
No, because you're mischaracterizing what I've said. You're saying if you have the money. Barry, I think you should have to pay, and at the moment that an arbitrator says you have to pay. So therefore, if you have to go into slave labor in order to pay me off, you have to deal with some company akin to a pawn shop where you trade your labor for the five times the amount of my car, and then you have to go into the equivalent of a jail working for somebody under slave conditions in order to pay me off, then I'm fine with that, too.
Okay, let's just say this. I mean, I know that might not be the norm out here in the world today, but it's certainly I'm certainly not the only one. I'm an outdoorsman. I live in Idaho. We, I park my truck somewhere. I go off. I go hunting. I come back. Somebody has stolen my truck, let's say. I'm going to die. That's the equivalent of murder right there. You see, everything's not as black and white as you want to paint it out to be. That's why you have to be punished for committing a crime.
I'm not suggesting that people not get punished, Barry. Why do you keep on characterizing my statements as...
Barry, do you consider it a punishment to have to pay...
Suggesting that there's no prison time. Therefore, the rich people can go out and commit all the crimes they want because they have the money to pay for that... to pay for their deeds.
I don't think
they're going to be rich for very long if they go around offending people and stealing from them and things like that. I mean, they're going to run through that money pretty quick.
If I'm a multimillionaire, I can steal a whole lot of cars and pay you back four or five times what they're worth.
If you've got to pay it back, why would you do it?
And then why not just buy a car?
And then also, good luck getting an insurance company to cover you when all these insurance companies have to cover the people whose cars have been stolen, and then you're out there stealing them. You're going to make your life very, very miserable, and that's the punishment.
You could make an argument that today wealthy people can afford good lawyers, and they're unlikely to do jail time if they do a crime, right? I mean, that's certainly the case with like politicians who get brought up on trial.
We just behead all the thieves. Why not just? I mean,
oh my.
That's what we need. We need to teach people
that.
A lesson, chop their heads off, and they'll never steal again.
Barry, any final comments?
Well, I believe that a crime deserves punishment, and I think...
Me too.
You have a gun, and somebody is stealing from you...
We're out of time, Barry. Thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. There's more coming up.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision
Vision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to talk to us about restitution or stealing candy bars or punishment and crime. Anything that's on your mind, please feel welcome to do so. And also, maybe I should have mentioned this a little earlier in the show, but if you want to actually watch us doing the show instead of just listening, there's still quite a bit left of tonight's program. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and there you'll find the studio cam feed and the chat room where you can see what we're doing. And so when Mark gets really animated and he's very passionately talking to a caller and his face is getting crimson, beet red, you can see it live on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
I gotta say, you know, it was a rough day cutting wood, and you know,
yes.
I
very manly lumberjack.
lost a nut off of my chainsaw, and I.
What does that mean? I'm not familiar with chainsaws.
Chainsaws have nuts; they hold them together.
Okay.
Losing one, bad.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And also bent the little support wheel thing on the front of my trailer. So
wow.
I'm grumpy today, anyway. So I hope that Barry didn't wear too much of that grumpiness, but you know, that was the case.
You know, I wish I would have thought about this earlier. Sometimes it's a little hard to think on your feet, but I was kind of reflecting on that call during the break, and I wanted to ask Barry, like, if he's ever had anything stolen from him and what his experience of that was like. You know, did he receive any?
I can't imagine anybody hasn't had something stolen from them.
Yeah, I mean,
hasn't everybody had something stolen from them?
He seemed to really empathize.
Shocking and upsetting thing.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I was just struck by how much he was really seeming to empathize with the person who was victimized, like where the person had their property stolen, and he really like had a sense of like wanting justice about that, you know.
But the other point that I was trying to make is that we're all victimized when the government says, "Don't worry, citizen, we'll take care of these lawbreakers."
Yeah.
And they build themselves big, giant jails full of correctional officers and you know, feeding these inmates and, you know, all the stuff that goes in. And everybody argues about whether or not they should have cable or whatever the point is, when the point is, you know, yeah. What my contention would be is that I don't know that the government has any role in this at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they did, it would simply, you know, I don't think they do. I think that private arbitrators can do a better, faster, more efficient job than judges. I mean, I think that's been shown all along.
And there are a lot of victimless crimes out there. Like, he was talking at the beginning of his call about victimless crimes, like drug use and things like that. Why do people need to be in jails for those anyway? I think he would probably agree with us there,
well,
right?
Let me make a point here before we go. You go on, I think this is important. If this was run by a private arbitrator, but before it went to a judge, so let's say that the private arbitrator says, "Okay, you know, this was a situation where you stole this man's truck. He was out in the woods. It was this is a terrible situation. He had to walk back to town, or he could have died, or whatever. Some, you know, the situation that Barry came up with. So I rule that you've got to pay 10 times the truck, or you've got to pay $100,000 back." And the, you know, then the person at that point, the thief can either way in his mind, well, I can come up with $100,000, or I can go, then we could take it to the court. We could just, you know, the regular.
There's a role court for insurance in this too, right?
Sure.
Because
insurance,
a lot of people
pays.
Insure things that are valuable, like their homes or their cars. So if their car gets stolen, they're going to get a payout from the insurance company. So it wouldn't even necessarily have to be, like, let's say the perpetrator couldn't restitute them in terms of monetary value, or was not able to for whatever reason, they're dead or something happened to them or they skipped town or whatever. The person is still going to get some compensation back from their insurance, right?
Well,
and life insurance,
yeah.
I mean, that already happens today. You could argue that it's impossible to restitute somebody for the loss of their life or
sure.
the life of a family member.
You restitute them for their time and energy in a situation. And somebody came along to my house and stole my car out of the driveway. And, you know, then I was offered an opportunity to get $10,000 or whatever dollars for the car, rather than them going to court and having to spend, 6 months in jail for having stolen the car, I'd rather have the $10,000 because I'm never going to get anything out of them otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
Why doesn't the victim, what happens to the victim in this circumstance matter? It's not this one size fits all, we got to use jail to prevent this behavior.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of options, but the government's terrible at coming up with options.
I think a lot of people who steal things are not thinking, oh, I better not do this because I might go to jail, right? There's probably other things on their minds because most, you know, there are lots of products available, lots of people leave things around that could get stolen, but most of the time they're not stolen, right? So what's going through people's heads when they actually steal? I don't really know, but anyway, I kind of doubt the idea of going to jail is stopping someone who's maybe desperate for drug money or is really hungry. Like it was alleged in the case of this homeless person who stole the candy bars that he was like out on the street and starving. So is that does that factor into it at all?
I think it does in, for one, it's all perception. And I think that, somebody's, economic state, especially if they're very poverty-stricken and they're mm-hmm. stealing food, yeah, I think that matters to the average individual. And, how would that work into a free market system? Somebody might very well say, I'll pay his fine.
Yeah. Could be. Let's go to John Kennedy. He's listening on, he's from Nevada. John, are you with us?
John, why are you giving your last name?
Because it sounds like maybe a famous person, huh?
Maybe.
He's calling.
You asked me my name. I was just on it.
Okay.
There you go. So what's on your mind, John?
Board up. Never put anybody's last name on the call screening.
It's a very common name. I think he's protected by anonymity to a certain extent.
Good.
But anyway, John, tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I had a question for Mark about restitution. I think your restitution is pretty interesting, but what do you do in cases that steal the $30,000 car and then you find out they're judgment proof because they don't have any assets? So you may say they owe you $150,000, but they don't have anything.
I think this is very interesting. And if you're talking a total free market system where incarceration has been taken over by a more private entity, then they're likely to be using people. For currently, under incarceration, they use inmates as slave labor. Would you agree with that statement?
Fair enough.
Yep. I mean, they do. I mean, they force them to work. They say that they're going to put you in confinement if you don't work, and
they don't get to keep what they produce, right?
They don't get to keep what they produce. The state's very inefficient.
Would you support private workhouses that would let you work off your debt?
I think that that's probably the only thing that's going to work is, you know, if there's some kind of judgment of $30,000 against somebody who's, as you say, judgment-proof, that the only thing they've got is their body.
Or now, insurance.
In a wheelchair, you've got a tough... Well, yeah, there's certainly insurance. Everybody knows about insurance. I mean, you know,
well,
it's out there.
I'm insured. Yeah, I may be insured and get restitution. That's fine. But if there's no... If we're not going to have a judgment against the thief, then there's no reason for him to stop stealing.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, and I think that likely in most circumstances, people are going to have at least some ability to do some kind of labor, whether that labor is, you know, turning big rocks into little rocks or making, you know, manning a phone screening, you know, some kind of phone service or something like that, you know, taking orders for hotels. I mean, they have inmates doing things like this. So there's probably something they can do for somebody in order to pay this off. And, you know, if the damage is too high, I think one that comes to mind was this drunk sea captain who ran a ship into a bridge in Tampa when I was a kid, and I think it was 1979.
Wow.
And, like, he killed 17 people or something like that because he knocked down the Skyway Bridge.
Wow.
I mean, how do you get that person to ever pay back? And the answer is, you don't.
Yeah, you can't.
You just can't. I mean, there's no way that anybody, you know, this is one of the reasons you have insurance, because somebody out there is liable to do something so terrifying, so awful, that, you know, you have to have insurance for it.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I just want to be able to, you know, deter the thieves from, you know, continuing the behavior. So are you saying that you would approve of private parties using force to make these people pay off their debt?
I think that, you know, there's, I've heard interesting ideas on both sides. Like, what if there was a, you know, a rating service out there that would, you know, ding someone's credit, essentially, or their eBay rating or whatever the equivalent is in a free market, and say that this person is a really bad individual because they shirk on their debts or something like that.
I mean, judgment-proof people might already be like that.
They might, and I can't make a good argument in that area.
Those people exist today, don't they?
I do advocate for use of force in that area.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call, John. I think judgment-proof people exist today, don't they? There have been people who have filed bankruptcy a bunch of times, have no credit to speak of. Somehow they get by, I suppose, right?
Do you want those people to be incentivized in the area of theft, though? I think
no, but aren't they already? And
well,
are all of them...
It's a different kind. It's not theft.
Or fraud.
No, it's not fraud either. If I lend you my car and you don't bring it back in the time frame that I said you were going to, you just decide to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't stolen the car. I handed you the keys. This is a civil situation, not a criminal one.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You broke an agreement. So
yeah, it really stinks.
I mean, you could argue that it is fraudulent because you made...
Keep a better eye on who you loaned your car to.
I don't
to,
let
Stephanie.
Anyone borrow my car.
There, you won't have the problem then, will you?
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Hey, can I borrow your car? Give us a call. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.